Sharing Our Knowledge, a conference of Tlingit tribes and clans, starts Thursday morning at Centennial Hall in Juneau. About 400 people are expected to attend. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
The Clan Conference is a gathering of elders and academics, tradition bearers, and students. The concept of the event, which started in 1993, came from the late Tlingit scholar Andrew Hope III. Ishmael Hope is his son.
In many ways, there was a power imbalance where our stories were being told, our culture was being talked about, our people were being talked about, and the people had very little control over that. They had very little way to exercise their voice and to share who they really are, you know. And so it was the idea that we come together as equals.
The first Clan Conference was in Haines and Klukwan, and the event continued taking place around Southeast Alaska through 1997. It was revived in 2007 and now takes place every 2 years. Hope is looking forward to hearing from the elders.
Our elders have so much of just a vast library of knowledge, things to share. And we still have our elders. I mean, sometimes people talk so much about cultural loss, how much is not there. But I think it's a gift with the elders that we have and what they'll present.
The Clan Conference includes 3 days of presentations and seminars. The roughly 40 sessions range in topics from art to ecology. Linguist Alice Taff is one of the event organizers. The conference will feature a plenary session on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings.
The conference theme, Ha Sakhu Ha Shletzini, our names, our strength, that theme will be illuminated by Norma Shorty, who will be talking about finding our names. And Friday morning, Tom Thornton and Harold Martin will be talking about place names. And Saturday morning, there will be an author's panel.
The conference's all-day events include a weaving exhibit, a Native arts market, a viewing of photos from the Cyril George collection, and a chance to listen to Alaska Native educational stories through StoryCorps at your library. Beth Weigel with Juneau Public Libraries says the listening booth will feature excerpts from interviews recorded in Juneau, Haines, and Klukwan. Weigel says Clan Conference attendees can also record their own stories alone or with a friend or family member.
It's a great format for passing down stories through the generations and telling people about experiences that they've lived and that they want to share and make sure that that voice stays alive, the sound of that voice, as well as the stories from that person.
The Clan Conference also features special events honoring the late Walter Porter, the late Richard Dauenhauer, and a reading of Indigenous literature at the Governor's Mansion. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.